Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some, as you know, every week I take a couple of segments and share some ideas directly, just me and you. And today's that day. I want to talk about how to think about taking care of customers, how you should think about customers, whether it be service, the whole approach to taking care of customers. You know, once upon a time, customers enjoyed what I call the golden age of customer service. I was part of that. I was back in the late 60s, 70s, even the 80s. If you showed up and you laid your money on the barrelhead, you got good service. You got someone thanked you within an inch of your life. They loved you up. People treated you like they were so glad that you came to see them. That's what I call the golden age of customer service. Alas, based on current research, we've moved into what I'm calling the plastic age of customer unservice. From the golden age of service to the plastic age of unservice. The most recent American Customer Satisfaction Index revealed three sad facts. First, there's a steady satisfaction decline. There has been a steady satisfaction decline in the past year. Number two, we're having the lowest level of satisfaction by customers in almost a decade. And the current level of customer satisfaction is lower than 25 years ago. That's why I call it the plastic age of customer unservice. So folks, look in the mirror. Are you part of the plastic age? Or should you be part of trying to resurrect the golden age? So why would such a level of unservice become sustainable? How is it that customers are allowing this to happen? Well, I think it's because they've become sensitized to what I call the plastic triplets. You know what the plastic triplets are? High volume, low price, poor service. For small businesses, the plastic triplets represent both opportunity and great danger. But seizing the former while avoiding the latter requires the understanding that rarely do the high-volume, low-price siblings appear without bringing along their triplet, poor service? Remember, you don't get the plastic. It's not the plastic twins. It's the plastic triplets. The danger of high volume is it's almost always associated with a price war. Think about that, folks. High volume is almost always associated with a price war. And you've heard me say this before. This is going to be on the test, my friends. The price war, let's all say it together. The price war is over and small business lost. The price war is over and small business lost. A low price, low prices are great for customers, but not for any business from which quality service is expected. If your customers expect quality service from you, low prices are not, you can't do both of them. You can't have great service and low prices, not in small business. Nothing that has happened in the past 30 years has changed how humans want to be treated, only how they expect to be treated. Armed with this understanding, all a small business like you and I have to do is to prove that we're not plastic And the way we prove we're not plastic is by doing what I'm calling reversing the order of the triplets. Remember the triplets? High volume, low price, poor service. So we're going to reverse the order of the triplets, and we're going to rename them. We're going to rename them the golden triplets, not the plastic triplets, the golden triplets. So here's the reverse order and renaming. Number one, excellent service. Not poor service, excellent service. That's the number one golden triplet. This is serving customers in a way that not only is reliable, but also innovative. And most importantly, here we are in the age of the customer, relevant to them. How do you find out what's relevant to your customer? That's what excellent service is all about. When service is excellent, the first thing you'll notice is customers act surprised. Because remember, humans still want excellent service. They're just not used to it. Don't you want to surprise your customers and have them be have that kind of a happy surprise? Number two, the second golden triplet, premium prices. Premium prices are the mother's milk of small business because it delivers success sustaining higher margins. If you're delivering value like excellent service and aren't charging for it, that probably means you've joined a price war. And you know what we've said about price wars. And the third golden triplet is targeted volume. As a small business, you not only don't want to do business with everyone, you can't do business with everyone. So you have to target only those customers who want more than just price. Those customers want customization, dependability, technical assistance, and one more thing. They want you to save them time because more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. Think about that, folks. So the plastic triplets should become the golden triplets in your small business. Excellent service, premium price, targeted volume. In the age of the customer, the key to sustaining success is delivering the golden triplets with relevance to only those customers who are willing to pay for the special sauce of your small business. Create your own golden age of customer service. Think about that, folks. You can create your own golden age of customer service and accomplish outrageous success by staying focused on the golden triplets. Excellent service, premium price, targeted value. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.